I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in
the... It's Tuesday afternoon, and I'm in the Coleraine Arena while the Iron Range Maidens, the local roller derby team, practices. I'm here to talk with several of the team members and find out about their upcoming season, which begins right here against the Fargo-Moorhead Derby Girls on May 18th. But first, a little history. The Iron Range Maidens first formed about 10 years ago, and several of the founders are familiar voices to many of you.
I'm Sarah Begnall, and I was one of the founders of the Iron Range Maidens, the roller derby team here in Grand Rapids. I was kind of looking for a way of having a means of staying physically active. I was also looking for an environment of women kind of helping to support women. And as I looked at the roller derby movement kind of growing within the U.S., I found it to be kind of an organization that was really accepting of women of all shapes, all sizes, all age range, all abilities. And there's something that was really appealing to that. And it was something that had kind of been rattling around in my mind for quite some time. And it was once I saw that Bemidji was able to get a league together, it was like, hey, if they can do this, I think that there's a possibility of being able to pull this together.
My name is Heidi Holton, and I work here at KBXE, I'm the news director and on in the mornings, and I'm a recovering roller derby player. Yeah, I was one of the founders, I guess, of the Iron Range Maidens. Sarah Bignell was kind of the instigator. Bemidji had a team and she had heard about it on KEXE and contacted me. We were friends and said, you know, what do you think? Do you want to help us out? And I was like, yeah, I could write some press releases and be your media person, thinking I'm way too old and there's no way I'm going to do this. I've never been in a sport besides marching band in high school, and that's questionable if you call it a sport. But the thing I had forgotten was that I loved to roller skate when I was a kid. And so Sarah said, if you know Sarah, she doesn't take no for an answer. She said, no, you're going to skate. I'm like, what? No, I don't think so. And so a group of us went, this is way before we even started, and we went to the Playmore roller rink and rented skates just to see if we liked it. And we did. We loved it. And it was fun to skate again. It makes you feel like, it's kind of like when you ride a bike, you feel like you're about 8 years old. So skating kind of was that. And then I still wasn't quite sure what role I would have. And then we had a first meeting at the Grand Rapids Area Library that we got in the paper and on KXE. And we thought, okay, 20 max. Like, we'd drag our friends there. And there was 50-some women and not people we knew. And the people that walked in, it was just like... And it was actually the first time in my life, and this is one of the big things I learned about roller derby, about women and how they feel about their bodies. The bigger a woman was who walked in, I thought, oh, she's going to be good. Oh, she's going to be good. It was the first time that I was thinking that someone bigger would be a better player, would be better at something I was involved in, which really made me pause and kind of, I think that was part of the allure to me. But getting it all rolling was not easy, and finding space and eventually creating a nonprofit and a lot of different people who, some of them never had roller skates on. We didn't know the game. We were skating at the armory. We had a lot of injuries. But it was a really important experience, I think, for me. It got me out of my box of doing just my job and being sort of known as someone on the radio. I suddenly became Butterscotch Bitch. So I had this alter ego, as you do in roller derby, and that's part of the allure too, is you can kind of act unlike you do in your regular life.
We're talking roller derby on Close to Home. Back at the arena in Coleraine, I talked with several of the current players.
I'm Minnesota Ice with the Iron Maidens.
I'm Ms. Demeanor with the Iron Range Maidens.
And how long, both of you, how long have you been doing this?
I joined the Maidens in 2011.
So that was like their second year or so?
It was their second year, yep. They formed in 2010, and then I joined the following summer.
How about you?
I've been skating for about 4.5 to 5 years, but I didn't join the Maidens till about 3 years ago. Someone from the Twin Cities on the Minnesota Roller Girls League told me about the Iron Maidens, this really cool team up on the range, and check them out because they're closer to where I live. And so I did.
So a question for both of you. Why roller derby?
Actually, I had no idea what I was signing up for. I overheard people talking about roller derby, and it sounded fun. So I checked them out on Facebook and found out when they were doing their next recruiting. I guess I was looking for a place where I could get fitness and have fun as an adult and be competitive. And derby fit the bill.
There's nothing like it. I don't like going to the gym. I've done triathlons. I've done competitive running my whole life. I have roller skated, ice skated, roller bladed. I don't know. There's something about derby. The camaraderie, the fitness, the endorphins, the adrenaline before a bout. I think what made me really want to start was the movie Whip It. It was a really, really cold, long winter, and I was going stir crazy being inside. So I went, huh, this looks kind of cool. So I checked out roller derby after the movie and had no idea what I was getting into, but never looked back.
So the Iron Range Maidens formed in 2010. Our numbers have really fluctuated. When we were a new team, there was probably 30 skaters, and they've kind of ebbed and flowed over the last 9 years of life happens. Right now, we've got about 12 to 15, and some who are on a break right now because they have little kids, and so they help out however they can with the league. They're just not skating. We have a lot of people that support us as non-skating officials. We need 10 of those for a bout, and so those are really essential, and we have people that we count on, and that's kind of the way, like, our newbies get to know what the game is. They do work as non-skating officials for us at the bouts. And then all of our bouts are at the Coleraine Arena. We used to go back and forth between Grand Rapids, and we've kind of found our home here in Coleraine.
A lot of people think, oh, that looks so cool. I could never do that. Mm-hmm. I skated in a bout last weekend, and I get so many people that like, oh, I want to try it. I said, great, we have extra equipment. Come check it out. Or a lot of people get on the skates for the first time, and they're wobbly and shaky, and they look at people who are seasoned, and they think, oh, I'm never going to get there. So I think you have to go into it thinking you will get there. In 1 year, if you make the time commitment, the skills come quickly. But a lot of people, I think it's their own confidence that gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And the ones that it's been fun to watch since I've joined the team, the newbies we call fresh meat. And it's been really fun to watch their progress, the ones that have stuck with it. So it mostly takes just the level of try, the never give up, and trust yourself a little bit.
And to piggyback off that, and not to be intimidated by the people who have been around for a while, because even as veteran skaters, we're always learning new things. The game is constantly changing. The other thing that I think gets in the way is that we're all, you know, adult women, and we have responsibilities, work, families outside of here, and it's really hard to make time to go take a couple hours to do something for yourself. That was my biggest problem. I mean, my daughter was 4 when I started, but we're really family friendly. Some of the veteran skaters had older girls that would babysit her during practice. She would come with me during practice. Now she babysits kids during practice. We always tend to feel like we can't take the time to do something for just for us or to go have an interest outside. And that gets in our way a lot, but we are very family friendly, not just at the bouts, but at practice too.
I'll be attending the Iron Range Maidens bout on May 18th and continue this story. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.